AC4Q and 4AQ.
WQA AC4Q Mobile.
Hey, N4IQ, you going to school?
Yep, yeah. So everything's going smoothly. Very smooth. So, first period is planning. I need to get some gas. My gas light's on, so I'm going to have to stop somewhere and get some petrol. Let's see. Still waking up, had my cup of coffee, had a couple pieces of toast and a peach. So, away we go.
Yep. I had a small little cinnamon roll. It's about a third the size of a regular size. So I had a couple of those. I'm on my second cup of coffee, and as soon as I finish it, I'll start walking Toby. Which school are you going to?
It's a long-term assignment for one teacher, so I go to the same school. That's Bowling Springs Middle School.
I know where you're going. Okay. Hope you have a fun day. What time do you get off?
Dinner is about 3:30 or 3:45 after you get all the kids on the bus, wipe all the desks down, all that sort of good stuff. Let me get over here. I'm going to see if I can get some gas. Like I said, the light is blinking at me. And so, problem is, let me get over here. I'll get this one right here. Okay, we'll get this pump. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have to get out of here for a second. so I can get some push water. But everything's going good with the house. It's closing is coming up first part of next month. Everything's been taken care of. I'm finally gonna get rid of that. And it looks like we'll be staying at Michelle's place probably through November. So hopefully I'll be subbing quite a bit. Stay here. They got a big house, and all the kiddies are off to school, college, stuff like that, so it's not too bad. Let me get my gas, AC4Q.
Staying loose here for probably 5-10 minutes. N4IQ.
Thank you very much. AC4Q mode. N4Q. AC4Q, not too far from school.
So you leave usually about this time in the morning?
Yeah, usually I leave closer to 7. I'm running a little bit later. Usually I leave about 7:10, something like that.
Okay, well, I'll try to have the radio on. I'm out here in the porch today because it's so nice.
Oh, yeah, I got the windows down. It's real nice. Wish I keep on driving for a little bit. Wish I could keep driving for a little bit.
Why is that?
Just to drive, get out in nice weather.
Oh, I'm going back up to Benham today to get some more rope. And so I'll get a nice little drive in. Yeah, it's nice to just get out of the house.
Yeah, that's a big thing, get out of the house. So, today and tomorrow my Mustang formats come in. They're a heavy rubber with the red Mustang logo. on it. So those should be pretty nice. So get something kind of heavy duty that'll last.
Yep. Good roof. I finally broke down and got the big red washed. It needed it. And had I got it washed when it was still really hot, that was beginning of last week before it turned cool. I just said I just couldn't stand the heat. I thought I needed to wash the car, so I took it in. It's worth it. And it turned cool. I probably could have done it myself.
Talk a little bit. I disconnected the speaker I'm using. It sounds a little muffled. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I said I got big red washed beginning of last week while it was still hot. I didn't know it was going to turn cool, in which case I would have done it myself. But took down a Greenville car wash and they did it. And it's clean inside, outside. It looks a lot better. And I talked to John last night as well. I talked to him on the phone. I didn't talk to him on Monday. We agreed not to get on Monday night, but I talked to him last night. He's still got all those projects going. I tell you what, I'd be loony by now.
I don't want many big projects. I just want projects I want to work on. Tired of it. Let's get that house built. Before we don't have to do this, that, and the other. Of course, you always have something to do, but you can come in and relax a little bit. Well, let me get in there. We'll catch you later. Have a good day, and we'll maybe talk to you there tomorrow. M4IQ, Ace 4Q Mobile.
Good day. Stay safe. Use your hand sanitizer. Put your mask on. Don't get too close to the kitties. AC4Q and 4IQ.
4XL.
Hey.
I hear about this air spy that you hooked up. How you liking it?
It works really good, and it's kind of like the FunCube in that it uses all Microsoft drivers. You just plug it in and the computer recognizes it just like it would if you put a mouse or a wireless keyboard, and then it's ready to go. I went up to their website, downloaded the EXTIO file, DLL file, and stuck it in with the N1MM folder, and it took off. It just worked just like the RSP-1A did, because of the programs. Well, let me put it this way. It doesn't act like the 1A because I had to use the waterfall on that. But on the HDSDR, you can't tell the difference from that and the FunCube or the SDR Play. But in N1MM, I'm now able to get two spectrum displays that look identical. And I don't have to use the waterfall band map, which I did not like the way it worked or the appearance of it. N4IQ.
It's working out for you. Like I said in the email, I figured you were right about needing a second one. That's probably going to pull that trigger and go that route. Looks simple to hook the cable into the 590S. What type of adapter does the AirSpy use? Is it an SMA?
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same as what's on the 1A. But they're the same. And so when I took the 1A off, I just unscrewed the antenna and put it on the AirSpy.
Got two of the AirSpy? guys?
No. No. What I did have was an RSP-2, and then I had also an RSP-1A. The 1A I sold, and in its place I put the Air Force by.
And have you seen any, kind of subjective, but have you seen any difference in performance between the Air Spy and the RSP?
Of course, I've only gotten two applications, but no, I can't tell a difference at all with what I'm using. You know, maybe if I was really into using it as a real receiver and, you know, using like the Uno or the Air Spy has their software for, you know, just for regular SDR receiver work. One thing interesting, I can't remember the name of the Air Spy SDR software. They got a name for it, but it also, just a minute. Reinforced in the back, one of the cats decided to try to climb on the screen. Bad news. But it's got, if you use that software, it works also with FunCube. I mean, it's got one of the selection items as far as the source for that software, besides the Air Spy, is the FunCube. I still have one FunCube. I may try that out someday to see how that works. Over.
Now, I'd read reviews when I was thinking of putting a second one in, and the Air Spy seems to be far away, but seems to be the one of choice for better performance. So I'm just curious if you saw any changes. I know about the cats. We get a sliding screen door in the back. Every now and then they lose their mind and decide to start stretching and climbing, and I could hear you once you told me what was going on. I heard what was probably said during the blank spot of the microphone.
Our cat was up on the rail on the deck deciding that he was going to do stretching exercises on the screen. Exactly what was happening. I don't like that. We just had that replaced maybe 3 years ago. I already got one tear. It's not real obvious, but don't need any more. Yeah, I think the Air Spy probably is. I think its dynamic range is supposed to be better. Filtering is supposed to be better. But for the uses I use it for, like for N1MM spectrum display and the HDR as the spectrum display, I can't tell any difference at all.
N4XL. Yeah, I'm pushing. Don't know if I'm really all that good or not, but I'm kind of pushing the envelope, I think, on the 590s. Range. I'd like to be able to get closer to some of the stations in the contest than I do, but not quite able to do it. And I've been a little hesitant to even lose the 3 dB or so you get by adding the one to the 590S, but I was kind of hoping with if I got the Air Spy route, it might make up for some of that over the RSP-1 route. Probably wouldn't even notice it, but 3 dB is 3 dB. That's what I hear the average loss is by going that little jumper route. But with the sunspots starting to pick up, me missing 10 meters in the NAQP the other day. I'm serious in that email. I probably, if I'd have run 100 stations on 10 meters where everybody else was doing 100, 200, I'd have probably gotten another 20 or 30,000 points. That kind of hurt.
KQP, I think you said. Okay. well, you know, on the SG, which I know you got one, You can just use the drive button and turn it on and off whenever you want. And I have, if I think there's a compromise and there's really somebody that weak, then I just turn it off while I'm trying to make that particular contact. But I tell you, 99.9% of the time, I can still copy him even with a 3 dB difference, over.
It's kind of what I'm saying. That I think it's worthwhile. Yeah, that was in the NAQP. That, let me back up a minute or two here. Yeah, the 3 dB doesn't normally make a difference, but it can and has every now and then, so I've been a little reluctant to do that. And I do use the drive for the SG, but you can't do that on the S, obviously, and that's the one where you use that little test point jumper. It's supposed to cause a problem. A lot of people are using the buffer amp off that test point. Are you using the buffer amp, or are you just going straight?
I use buffer amp. I know what you're talking about. No, I don't do it. It can't tell there's any degradation of the signals or... You know, there's noise being fed from the SDR receiver into the 590. I've never noticed any of that. So I just did it the easy way. And, you know, down the lower band, the 3 dB is really not that useful because usually you're down in the noise. You're limited by the noise, not by the sensitivity of the receiver. You know, so, but if it concerns you, work 10 meters if you can do it. I have to use whatever antennas I got available on the two radios because I got two sets of antennas that are dedicated so I can use the two radios on SO2R. And so I guess what I'm saying is on the S, I have that on dedicated to 20 meters and 80 and 10, and then on the other, just the SG, I have dedicated 160, 40, and 15, you know, when I'm operating a contest. But in your situation, I think you probably have a six pack or something like that you're using, selecting your antenna. Just, if you can use the SG on 10 meters, then you don't have to turn it off. Turn the, you know, just hit the DRV.
KN4VWA.
Come on in.
Good morning, guys. This is Steve over here. I'm close to Inman. Would you mind if I made a call for another call sign real quick, and then we can move up to another repeater?
Yeah, we're just kind of shooting the breeze a little bit. Bill, we'll carry on another day. Steve, you're not running us off. I got to get out here and start working anyway. Real quick, before I do go, Bill. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. There are some differences in how the two rigs work, though. So we'll talk about it another day. You gave me some food for thought, and I'll probably jump that way. Over to you, Bill, and then give it to Steve. We'll get you another day. N4IQ and KN4VWA and 4XL.
Go ahead, take it. I got to go walk my dog. Well, and we'll see you, Kevin. Thanks for the call. N4IQ.
Well, guys, I sure didn't mean to bust it up there, but yeah, I was just gonna give a yell at N4NGU, KN4VWA, and then we'd move on up to another repeater. N4NGU, KN4VWA.
Anyway, Steve, you didn't chase us off. Take care. KN4VWA, N4XL.
N4XL. So what all were you guys talking about? Working 10 meter?
Little contesters. Bill does pretty good. I'm kind of poking at it a little bit, but they also both happen to have two TS-590 rigs. One is the first S model and the other is an SG. That's the same station it turned out we both had, coincidentally. and we operate them in HF contests, making contacts essentially on two bands, not transmitting at the same time, but working one band and while you're scanning and finding stations on another. And to do that, help out a pan adapter works real well. And the first TS-590 model does not have a pan adapter output. So you got to tap into a test point or connect into the motherboard to get a IF signal off to run an external pan adapter unit like an AirSpy or a RSP-1. And Bill's done that very successfully, and I'm looking at modifying my TS-590S to do the same. I've been thinking about it for years, but after screwing up the last contest and 10 meters was open and I couldn't see it because of another long-term problem, I decided I'm probably going to change and put a pan adapter in it. So there's the, believe it or not, short for you.
Okay, you know what, I believe in, let's see, ND7J is doing something similar to that with a 7300.
Yeah, I know, Bob. I know what he's running and all. Similar thing, slightly different technical application.
He sent me a text message with a picture and had it up and running. He says, this is my frequency depth finder.
They're useful for different things. Absolutely. I used to think they weren't all that critical. I find stations another way. But I've come to believe in the world of competitive contesting that having both a pan adapter and what they call a band map with spotted signals working together is the cream of the crop. So I've got it on one of my radios and it works very well, but the other one only have half that functionality. But we do a good time. I've been licensed since 75, and about the last 15 years got into contesting and learned one heck of a lot that I never touched on before, Steve. But let me get out of here. I wasn't really kidding about doing some work. I got a bunch of limbs down and need to go get rid of them out of the yard. Been playing slacker, but the weather's so nice this morning, it'd be good to get out and get it before it gets to be 90 degrees. KN4VWA, N4XL.
KN4XL, KN4VWA. Appreciate the little chat, man. And see you guys getting on here, just, I learn a lot. And by the way, last Saturday, I was a general for 1 year. And I'm fixing to move up and do my extra, so fixing to climb on up the ladder a little bit, I hope. So you have a good day, and don't dehydrate in this heat, man. It'd be easy to do. Okay, N4VWA clear. N4NGU, are you there? Okay, N4VWA. N4NGU, KN4VWA. VWA, listening.
Thank you. This is KK4SAC. Do you copy, Bill? 4SAC, listening. Bill must have gone.
VWA, yeah, I believe he checked out about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stick around and listen. I had a question for him about 6 meters, over.
Roger, roger. I broke in and was going to try to see if I could find another station and move up to another repeater, and they both said, well, you know, it's perfect timing because we got to get to work. So he jumped off and went to do something, and then the other station, oh my goodness, I can't call his name. He jumped off to go take care of some limbs. So, anyhow, they're both gone.
Yep, I got that. I got that. Yeah, I was listening. I didn't understand what they were talking about, but I was listening. So, it's just kind of like talking to my wife, over.
I'm not going to going there. I'm a brave man, but there's a limit for me. So they were talking about upgrading their radios so that they could do contesting, and they were making some modifications in their Kenwoods, which they just happen to have the same radios, and that feeds out to a computer, and it makes it where they can broadcast on one band and monitor another band at the same time.
Oh, okay. Now that makes sense. That makes sense of what they were talking about. I understood a little bit of it, but not totally. And yes, she's not in the room, over.
And here I thought you were a truly brave man.
Yeah, back of my head would be sore, over.
Well, you know, I got my wife trained.
Ask.
Yeah, she don't bruise me where it shows anymore. I have destinated also, and I'm going in to see the Sawbones. So you have a good morning, and maybe I'll chime in about an hour or so. KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
Roger, roger. This is KK4 SAC. Well, I've got to go to 7268 and check in on the Marine Net. So I'll catch you later. KK4 SAC clear.